It was the end of the train line, and that fact meant very few towns survived west of here. Today, this small town remains an important spot on the High Plains. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Craig Ness's family has been a part of this town from the very beginning.
My grandparents came out in 1909. Faith started in 1910. The railroad came through here in about 1911 in January.
The railroad was the vital link a town needed in order to survive. There's a reason you will travel a long ways before you find a town west of Faith.
And this was the end of the line. It was a railroad spur from Mobridge, and it came to Faith and Ness. Where it stopped. There had a town not far from here over west called Edson waiting for the railroad, and it died waiting.
Both of his grandfathers tried to make a living farming, but the Depression years were difficult for all. There's one major driver of the economy here.
The cattle industry. We have a nice sized sale barn on the west side of town, and you know, they have sales once a week or more often than that. But kind of keep the town going. That's its main industry and main focus.
Craig enjoys life here, and he's used to the long distances to the next towns you'll find in any direction from Faith.
Well, we're 85 miles to Philip. That's south. That's the next town. North is Lemon. That's 67 miles. Newell, 75. And Dupree's 25 miles east. So, yeah, we're kind of out here.
And the largest of those nearby towns, as Craig calls them, is Lemon, with just over 1,000 citizens. Faith is in Meade County, and the drive to the county seat of Sturgis is 100 miles. It's a place of wide-open ranch lands at the end of the old rail line. Traveling the countryside in Faith, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.